Transfer Cats. This is Transfer Man, and I am live at UC San Diego, home of the Tritons. I am here live with Tessa Benedict-Phillip, the Assistant Director of the Triton Transfer Hub, and Elizabeth Vasquez, the Transfer Research Involvement Coordinator. Welcome, everybody. How are you today?
Well, I guess I'll speak for myself. I'm good. Yeah. Quite a day, but good.
Awesome.
Yes. Busy day at the Transfer Hub.
Always a busy day. And you guys can't see, but it's been rainy out here. It's been pouring down, but it is still beautiful San Diego. Oh my gosh. I had a chance to kind of cruise the campus a little bit before this, and it is so vibrant. It is awesome. And disclaimer, my oldest daughter graduated from UCSD, so I'm a little bit impartial. Anyway, we're going to get right to it. So we are talking about transfers, and we're talking about things that help transfer students be successful here. Can you tell me, maybe Elizabeth, a little bit about the internships, career services, or alumni networks, the things that are really beneficial for transfers?
Yes. So as research and involvement coordinator, sort of my bread and butter, we have a lot of support services for transfers in trying to get into internships and career services. One thing that the Transfer Hub does host is called the Career Launch Program, which is a four-week, you can kind of think of it as like a four-week like boot camp for professional development for transfers, and it's a cohort model. And so we have about 20 students that do that. And yeah, myself and Allie, who's also here at the Transfer Hub, we host it, and yeah, we talk about, you know, how to network, how to utilize LinkedIn to, you know, ask and cold call for like internships or possibly a full-time role. So that's what we do at the Transfer Hub. And we also collaborate with the Career Center often on campus. And so either we'll host them here and they'll do resume drop-ins or do other types of like collaborations as well. And yeah, and the Career Center also has associate directors that are categorized by field. So for example, we have a pre-health, pre-med associate director that students can meet with to talk about that pathway. Just today, I referred a pre-med student to talk to one of the associate directors there. We have one for pre-law, engineering, social sciences. And so yeah, we tend to refer to their webpage and their services as well.
Yeah, it looks like it's quite a huge center over there too. Awesome. Maybe this is a question more for Tessa. How many students are served by the Triton Transfer Hub here, and is it open to everybody?
Yes. So the Triton Transfer Hub is open for any enrolled undergraduate UCSD student. On record, we have just over 8,000 transfer students, and we see a lot of them in our actual services and in practice in office. But we also do outreach to every single transfer enrolled. So every transfer student here is connected with a peer coach under their major umbrella. So we see a lot of asynchronous involvement through coaching happening via emails. And then also folks use our social media and our website for resource involvement a lot. So it's hard to capture the exact number of students that we're serving each year. And that's something that we're trying to be strategic about how to get that. But
what is your website?
It is transferstudents.ucsd.edu.
Awesome. Very cool. So tell me a little bit about unique opportunities for research, study abroad, honors programs. What's available for transfers?
Yes. So in terms of research opportunities, there are some programs that are specifically for transfer students. For example, START Neuro is for transfer students that are interested in the neurosciences. There's also START Astro, which is for any of our astrophysics majors as well, and also for transfer students. There's the Future Innovators Global Internship Program, which is where it's very welcoming to transfer students. And I like that when they have the application in their webpage, they say that transfer students are also welcome to apply. And it's over the summer where students can do an internship abroad. And so, yeah, there's some great programs. There's also general research programs under the Undergraduate Research Hub where transfer students, they're open to all students, but transfer students are welcome to apply as well. And so there are opportunities both for specifically for transfers and for like all students, but transfers are welcome too. Yeah, and then one other program that I like to also talk about or mentioned to transfer students is the UCDC program, kind of like study abroad, except you'd be studying in Washington, D.C. And doing an internship as well. And so opportunities for transfers. And that's kind of my goal is to, one, make like these programs more aware for our transfer students, but to like kind of at least kind of exposing them to like the staff who coordinate these programs, trying to get them to apply or to consider that these programs are possible within their time at UCS.
Yeah, I think the UCDC program is one of the, I want to say it's like a best kept secret, but it shouldn't be. It's so awesome. I had one of my students from College of the Desert do that here at UCSD, and he's actually in a very prominent position in DC right now. And it was literally from that experience. And my daughter actually did the EAP, the program through, it's hosted by UC Santa Barbara, but it's all the UCs, you know, one university, nine campuses. And she spent a quarter in Paris, which was really, really cool. And all of her roommates were from all the different UCs and they were all kind of combined and together and super neat.
Yeah. There's also the Global Seminars, which is through the Study Abroad Office. And that's specifically during summer sessions. And I feel like that's a better timeline for transfer students to plan for. Because oftentimes study abroad, you have to like apply for a year in advance.
Right.
And then when you just started, it's a little pressure on top of other things. But I feel like the summer opportunities are a nice like timeline for transfer students.
So I know, you know, when transfers come in, just adjusting socially, academically, going from the semester in the community college to the quarter at the UC, that can be really difficult. Can you tell me about support services just in general on campus, even mental health or anything like that? I know a lot of times transfer students are struggling with imposter syndrome and do I really belong here? And we know that transfers do outstanding. They're a great bet because they've proven themselves already. It's just adjusting. So how would you advise transfer students to seek out, I guess, help in terms of social or academic adjustment?
Yeah. So I would say one of the things I'm most proud of here that we do at the Transfer Hub is our STEP program. So it's called Summer Transfer Enrichment Program. And the goal is really just onboarding transfer students to UC San Diego from wherever they're transferring from, and making sure that we're really inclusive in that programming, that it's from other UCs, from other 4 years, from the community colleges. So that is a four-prong program that has a social element. We do Transfers Connect, and those happen both virtually and in person. So some of those are happening throughout the summer, and we do a catered lunch, and there's either a topic or they're folks based off different shared identities. So our student parents are getting connected together throughout the summer in a Zoom. And every element of that program that's available in person is online. So students who participate in that begin making friends as soon as June. The first one is very shortly after students are accepted, and we do a "So you got accepted, now what?" And then every Wednesday, we also have different webinars of in order of the transfer enrollment checklist that admissions gives. So you need to figure out your housing. We have an option on housing. So that's really has the option of being a build your own adventure program. If you want all the info, it's there for you. If you want just to take little bits and pieces and snacks, you can come to one session or all sessions. But that's really there to support students. Elizabeth also runs a research and involvement sub-series of that program, and our transfer retention specialist, Allie Shanley, also runs a academic success and well-being that talks about procrastination and study skills. So that's just really if you want everything coming in, that gives you everything, and we definitely have students who do it all, and then we have students who do part of it. The other thing is our peer coaches are available for students to meet with at any point. If they're a transfer student who's considering UCSD and want to talk about the college systems here or have questions about student life or what it's like to be a student, we have 14 wonderful student staff, 12 of which are peer coaches, that can take virtual and in-person appointments and just answer, here's the student experience at UCSD.
All right. I imagine that as the hub, you're kind of an interface also between a lot of different affinity groups. And I used to be a TRIO director, TRIO SSS, and there's, you know, in the community college, there's EOP and Foster Youth and Project Rebounds and all those kind of things. Can you tell me a little bit about how you guys interface with affinity groups or specialized programs?
Yeah, so we're all connected. A lot of the programs that you mentioned are under our division. So we're under Student Retention Services. So we're seeing them, we're kind of cousins, and they're in a lot of common meetings with us, and we're collaborating on orientations and different things. So I think at UCSD, one of the challenges is just that there's so many resources that it's difficult to know where to go and where to start. So a lot of the work we do is collaborative. One of the big things about UCSD that's very different than the other UCs, with the exception of Santa Cruz, is also the colleges. So we're very involved there. And then even within the colleges, sometimes we're doing first-gen work there. We do a lot of collaborations with our different community centers, whether that be our Black Resource Center. We just did an event last week, our 25 Plus, that we do every year in collaboration with our Student Veteran Resource Center. There's a lot of overlap between us and that population. And then we are always open for partnerships. And this year, we're really passing a lot of our events to our student staff to see like what areas they're passionate about and where we're wanting to collaborate. And it's been really interesting to see what new groups we're getting just by tapping into their expertise. I know we're doing a lot more wellness events in collaboration with our with CARE at SARC, which is our Sexual Assault Resource Center. SARC? That's not right. I'm like SARC.
I will put a link to it in the show. Don't worry. Do you have a orientation that you run? Like when transfers first come in, like what can they expect and how do they meet you first?
We collaborate with admissions to do an outreach that will come from the Triton Transfers at UCSD.edu email from us. And that comes out very soon after transfer admissions go out. Orientations are all run through the colleges, not the colleges based off major, but the colleges that students are select on their transfer application. And we take different part in different colleges. So some of those will be giving a presentation. This year we did an involvement fair with all of the transfer orientations. So we are pretty intertwined into those. And I think that's a relationship that's going to continue to bloom as we move into our new space as well, because we'll have more space to host more folks in that area.
For those of you who are just listening, if you don't know, UCSD has different colleges. I kind of compare it to like Hogwarts, like you have your different teams, you know, and it's not based on major. You can have every single major in that school. My daughter was ERC, Eleanor Roosevelt College. And since she was here in 2018, they've added 7th and 8th college, right?
Oh, 8th will have its first load of transfers next year. So next fall, 8th is on the application for.
Wow. And this year, there's something different with ranking, right? I think on the application, you don't have to rank all of them. Like you have to pick your top three or something like that.
That's correct. Yeah. Which is definitely something I think folks don't know when they go into the UC application. But that's something really to think about because it does impact your some of your GE classes that you'll take, and there's just a slightly different flavor to each of the colleges. So I always say,
do a little homework,
doing some research. 100%. Yes.
Okay. So if you could give one piece of advice to incoming transfers, what would that piece of advice be? How should they get involved? What makes transfer easier?
I love that. And that's actually what I have here. It's, get involved or inquire and ask questions. I think, the students who tend to get more involved ask questions either at the transfer hub or, you know, to their college or different offices and departments on campus. And I think the more you inquire, it leads to more opportunities. So for me, that's getting involved.
Mm-hmm. And one thing I always like to remind our transfers is really just to be gentle with yourselves. I think a lot of transfers have these really high expectations. They're coming in from another 4-year or another 2-year, and they know how to college, but they don't necessarily know how to UCSD. And being really gentle with yourself in that that's a transition. You might be moving away from family for the first time. You might be figuring out what the trolley is and learning all the different UC San Diego acronyms and meeting all new friends and moving away from friends. And there's a lot of stress that comes with that. There's a lot of joy that comes with that too. But I think we see a lot of students who think they're alone in kind of the sadness that can happen in that process. And I think just acknowledging that and like, that's part of it. And that's, the more you can talk about it, the more you can feel in community with others who are.
Absolutely. Because, you know, when we think transfer students, it's, you know, a lot of times we gravitate towards someone who's 20 years old or so. But I've had married transfers come here. I've had single moms who, and by the way, UCSD does a fabulous job with housing. I had a young lady move here with her daughter and enrolled her daughter in La Jolla Unified and got her degree. And she's actually a counselor now. But yes, UCSD serves all kinds of students. So it might be a returning veteran. People at different stages of their life. But you're all going through the same thing and transitioning in as a UCSD student. And it can be a little difficult that first quarter. But you have a ton of resources. You got a lot of great people here. And the atmosphere is pretty awesome. It's like no other campus that I've been on. It's just, it's very, very relaxed and cool at the same time. Awesome. Well, thank you very much. I believe that is there's the music, the time to transfer music. And any where students can reach you best, Transfer Hub.
Yeah, our email is tritontransfers@ucsd.edu. That comes to all of us. And we also are tritontransfers on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok.
Oh, wow. You're doing the social media thing, too. Look at you.
Our students are. They are our stars.
Making Tritons go viral.
Yes.
That's awesome. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.